That concept is called delayed gratification. And the more you are able to make decisions in the now and here, to do things which will benefit you later on, the more you will progress and succeed in your life. Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of the Adapt Your Life podcast. Today I will be talking about a thing which could maybe trigger some of you and maybe can like hurt at some point to hear those things, but I think the more important it is to talk about it. And please make sure to listen all the way to the end. So today I'll be talking about how to break bad habits, and it's a bit inspired by Jim Rohn, and I think you really can benefit from the things I mentioned in this episode. So first of all, I want to make clear that everybody, even I have those times, have those phases in our lives where I don't get to do those things which I really want to do to make progress, and yeah, kind of end up doing like nothing productive for a few days or a week. So the more important I think it is to be able to pull yourself out of it and to use like the flow. So for me, it's I'm doing those things like eating junk food or watching TV the whole day or gaming the whole day, switching from one thing to another. But at some point, some like higher instance tries to awake me and tell me, hey Lucas, so what are you doing here? that's not things which you actually want to do. You're trying to avoid and trying to make things easy. But often, if we do things that are easy, so there are two options. That's a thing which Jim Rohn says. Either we take the pain of regret, which comes from things short-term decisions, which maybe bring us fun or joy for a few moments, but after that we will feel the regret that it really doesn't had any positive impact on what we want to achieve and create in our lives. And the second pain we can choose is the pain of discipline. And in the end, the pain of discipline only weighs a few ounces, while the pain of regret can weigh tons. So that's one thing. And really what you need to or may want to make clear to yourself is what effects bad habits can have on your life. So I think junk food is pretty obvious. you don't feel energized. You may experience some eating attacks, and it isn't good for your health because there's a lot of things missing, like minerals, vitamins and fiber, which keeps you healthy and energized. So that's the thing with junk food. Then the other things like TV and excessive gaming can really lead to that vicious circle. And yeah, you have like those hormones which get sent out when you play, which makes you feel happy, and each of that is followed by you wanting to chase after another thing which has an even higher effect on your way of feeling good. But remember, that's only temporal. So there are a lot of things which you can do which not only will make you feel good during, but also after you did those things. And this is, for example, doing yourself something good with good food. You will have the effect after you did eat a healthy meal. Or doing sports, you will also here have the effect after you did the sports. So that concept is called delayed gratification. And the more you're able to make decisions in the now and here to do things which will benefit you later on, the more you will progress and succeed in your life. Are you struggling with poor sleep, low energy levels, and difficulty managing your time for work, gaming, and social life? I understand how frustrating it can be to feel held back by these challenges. That's why I'm inviting you to schedule your free discovery call with me. During this call, we'll discuss your specific needs, explore the areas where you're facing difficulties, and identify potential solutions to help you overcome these challenges. My expertise as a certified nutritionist, educator, and gamer performance coach allows me to provide tailored advice and support to help you improve your sleep quality, boost your energy levels, and find a balance between gaming, work, and personal life. This discovery call is a no-obligation opportunity for us to get to know each other and evaluate how I can assist you in reaching your gaming performance and personal growth goals. Remember, this call is entirely free and there's no pressure at all to commit to anything beyond our conversation. To schedule your free discovery call, please visit calendly.com/lukasstockmeister/discovery-call. Again, that's calendly.com/lukasstockmeister/discovery-call. You can also find the link in the show notes. So don't miss out on this chance to start transforming your gaming experience and overall well-being. I look forward to speaking with you soon. And now we continue with the episode. Enjoy. And not only in your personal life, but also in your professional life and in your gaming performance. So make sure to understand that everything is connected with everything. And I also mentioned that in one of the last episodes, if you're not able to make progress in one aspect of your life, try to have a look at another one, and there surely will be something which can be improved, and then you will notice that other things will start to go on and to get better also. So what are the best strategies to get out of such slumps and to really get your life going as you want? The first thing which really is necessary is that you become aware of your actual situation and then to consciously decide to take massive action. Yeah, there should be some inner trigger which says you can't go on like this, and you will have to change something if you want to reach the goals you want to reach. So if that's being a pro gamer, you can really ask yourself the question, are the actions which I'm doing throughout my day benefiting the goal I want to achieve? So playing the whole day the game and don't taking care of anything else isn't what makes you to one of the best in this game. You will have to take care of all the other important aspects in your life, which is good nutrition, which is having a good bedtime routine. So getting enough sleep is a very underestimated factor in succeeding and in becoming better in your gaming, as you will only improve and improve your skills and translating what you practice and what you learned when you get rest and when you sleep. And the third thing is, you might have heard it a lot of times before, creating good habits which have a positive impact on your whole life and on how balanced you go through your life. So motivation might not always be there to take action, but what really keeps you going and keeps you improving is those good habits. So make sure, if you want to escape your usual routine, to first really reflect on what is your status quo and where has it gotten you in the last month, maybe in the last years or in the last decade. And then really don't try to imagine it as something to take away from you, but on something which you can add and which you can benefit for. So exchange old habits, your old self, with new habits, a new self, which really benefit you. And then the only thing which you need to do is to just do the stuff. So sometimes that's a really, really easy sentence. Just do it. But sometimes our mind gets in between. So make sure to be prepared for your mind stepping in and saying, but you could do another game. But that food is so delicious. But don't let us go to bed yet. We can have some fun now. And there's where you step in and say, no, I have my goals. I want to reach them. And I exactly know this is the moment where I have to make the right decision. So I hope you got somewhat inspired from this episode. Thank you for listening and and putting in, to taking time and investing it in your personal progress. If you enjoyed the episode and you think you can benefit from it, please leave a like and share the podcast with others, with other gamers, so we can help as many people as possible on their journey to becoming a better gamer, to improve their performance in gaming and in their life. I'm wishing you the best. Have a great day, have a great night, morning, whatever time it is for you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye and game on.